Officials at Red Lake High School today reached out to students who were traumatized by the nation's worst school shooting in 6 years. 16-year-old Jeff Weiss shot and killed 9 people and wounded 7 others before shooting himself. His relatives say he was a loner who was teased by others. Many teenagers are withdrawn and bullied by peers. We hear now from 4 high school kids who talk about what it's like to be quiet and why it can be tough.
I would describe myself as nice.
Nice. And quiet?
Quiet also. Smart. Quiet again. Yeah.
I guess the first time I realized I was quiet was when people started pointing it out, like in junior high, and like asking me, why don't you talk?
I heard that question many times, why are you so quiet?
Really the main reason I'm so quiet is I don't like anybody to know anything about me. That way, I don't have to worry about being hurt by friends, being hurt by family. I'm in my own world. Just leave me alone.
And I think other kids think that I'm judging them because, like, they don't see me as, like, cursing in the halls or something, as some people do. When the bell goes off and people are like talking to their friends, socializing, going to their lockers, it's like I'm in a bubble or something. But there are some people like me, so.
I kind of like crouch down and like try to walk by not being seen.
I'm walking alone. I feel isolated. It'd be like the whole world's in black and white, but then I'll just be in the crowd, just in color.
I always wait until everybody else goes to class, so I can go to class. Because I don't like being crowded around a whole bunch of people.
I want to be, like, in the shadows, in the backstage.
They, like, call me the stupid quiet kid because, like, at lunch, I sit there the whole time until lunch is over and just walk out.
Some people, they don't realize you're there until you leave, so maybe I want people, like, to notice that I am there.
Like, what if I won't ever get loud? I mean, I guess one of the things is dating. Like, what if that never happens? Or with teaching, if that's what I want to do in the future, like, what if I can't get up in front of a class of students and be able to talk and explain things without getting nervous?
Like, if my wife, if she talks a lot and I'm quiet, I'm fine with that because it'll be easier for her.
If I express myself better, maybe I would be a better person. And not, like, defend myself, but just, like, say, that wasn't nice what you just said. Just to say that would be nice.
Reflections from Fabian Waldemariam, along with Jeff Maldonado, Heidi Kreis, and Lavelle Fleming. Hillary Frank produced the piece with the help of WBEZ's Chicago Matters and Hearing Voices. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.